From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The alleged gunman in the Fort Hood shootings in Texas last week reportedly faces 13 counts of premeditated murder. A news conference from the Army Military Post may be held this hour. Major Nidal Hassan is suspected of gunning down dozens of people, killing 13 of them. We're learning more about the Army psychiatrist. NPR understands that more than a year ago, Hassan's supervisors questioned his competence and mental stability. Colleagues also deny Hassan's claims that he was harassed because he is Muslim. The White House will host a forum next month to tackle the nation's sluggish jobs picture. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president made the announcement just before leaving the country on a week-long trip to Asia. He noted that the U.S. economy is growing again for the first time in more than a year. Even so, the nation's unemployment rate now tops 10%, and companies are reluctant to hire even as the economy improves.
We all know that there are limits to what government can and should do, even during such difficult times. But we have an obligation to consider every additional responsible step that we can to encourage and accelerate job creation in this country.
To that end, Mr. Obama will host an event bringing together CEOs, small business owners, and others. It's a recognition of the frustration that so many Americans are feeling as they see the economy turning around, but not the jobs picture. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
A glimmer of hope here. The number of people to file for unemployment for the first time has dropped again. The Labor Department reports that new applications dropped last week to a seasonally adjusted 502,000, the lowest it's been in 10 months. The remnants of Tropical Storm Ida are drenching much of the Atlantic seaboard again today, where flood warnings stretch from New York to North Carolina. From member station WHQR, Catherine Welch reports.
The storm system has already dumped up to 6 inches of rain in parts of North Carolina. More than 11,000 residents in the Charlotte area went without power yesterday. And in Virginia, there have been nearly 20,000 outages reported today. Health officials in South Carolina say heavy rains flooded sewage plants, sending raw sewage into three rivers. And in Georgia, the Chattahoochee River is spilling over its banks, flooding streets and yards in suburban Atlanta. Ida swept the Gulf Coast on Tuesday, and what remains of the storm is expected to dump up to 8 inches of rain along the East Coast by tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch in Wilmington, North Carolina.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down nearly 60 points at 10,233. NASDAQ is down 8 points at 2,159. This is NPR News. Profits at Walmart rose during the last quarter to $3.25 billion, but the world's largest retailer reported only a slight increase in sales. NPR's Brian Reed has more.
More than 100 million people shop at Walmart stores each week, so the company's sales numbers are a good measure of how confident consumers are feeling. And that measure in the third quarter was lukewarm. Overall sales rose just about 1%, and sales at Walmarts that have been open more than a year fell. The company did see a boost in earnings by more than 3%, but Walmart executives attributed those profits to increased productivity from workers and better management of inventory, rather than improving sales. Like most retailers, Walmart is anxious for consumers to become more confident in the economy, but that's unlikely to happen until the job market picks up. The discount retailer is slashing prices even more than usual this year, trying to encourage shoppers to spend money during the upcoming holiday season. Brian Reed, NPR News, New York.
President Obama may announce his decision on his administration's next step in Afghanistan when he returns from Asia in a week. Officials say that so far the president has rejected options presented by his national security team and wants revisions. President Obama is under more pressure to decide whether to send thousands more American troops to Afghanistan, where the government is mired in claims of corruption. Recapping our top story, we've heard the charges have been filed against Major Nidal Hassan. He's suspected of the shooting deaths at Fort Hood last week. 13 people were killed, dozens more were injured. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.